The Pointer Sisters on Wild Coast Radio, jumping for our love, brings us to 7 o'clock on the Wild Coast Wake Up. It's news time. In your top stories at this hour, President Ramaphosa says the youth is South Africa's strength. The NYDA says it is intensifying efforts to fight youth unemployment, and oil prices continue to fall. President Ramaphosa says the country's high number of young people should be its strength. Ramaphosa told young people during the youth commemoration yesterday that they must participate in the country's economy. The president says the country's young population gives it an advantage that few other countries have. Ramaphosa says young people deserve to have opportunities and live a life of dignity. Meanwhile, the National Youth Development Agency says it is intensifying efforts to fight youth unemployment. South Africa is facing record high youth unemployment, and the NYDA says it has funded 1,300 youth-owned businesses since last year. The agency says it is focusing on empowering young people in rural areas and informal settlements to increase inclusive economic participation. The South African Institute for Advancement in the Atelo says young people should use opportunities to impact the non-profit organization sector. South Africa commemorated 50 years since the 1976 youth uprisings. Today's youth is facing several challenges, including the high unemployment rate. In Atelo's acting executive director, Feral Dominigo says young people should consider volunteerism in the NPO sector to develop skills. The Minister of Sport, Arts and Culture, Gayton McKenzie, has warned people not to remove foreign or illegal foreigners. South Africans continue to march against illegal foreigners in communities. McKenzie advised young people not to allow others to use them to commit violence against foreigners. According to the minister, illegal foreigners will be deported legally and not through violence. Global oil prices have continued to fall since the United States and Iran announced an agreement to end their war. The two nations are expected to sign the agreement in Switzerland on Friday. Markets have responded positively to news that the Strait of Hormuz could reopen. Oil prices fell by 5% yesterday. This follows a 4% decline on Monday. And moving to international news, the President of the United States, Donald Trump, has criticized Israel's tactics in its campaign in Lebanon. Israel is attacking Lebanon and claims that it is targeting Hezbollah militants. Trump says it is unnecessary for Israel to destroy entire apartment buildings in its hunt for Hezbollah. This is the latest rebuke of Israel from Trump in recent weeks. He says Israel has been fighting Hezbollah for too long. And moving to sports news, Kylian Mbappe scored twice as France recovered from a shaky first half to beat Senegal 3-1 and start their World Cup campaign on a winning note at the MetLife Stadium. Erling Haaland enjoyed his FIFA World Cup debut, scoring twice as Norway celebrated their first appearance at the tournament since 1998 with an impressive 4-1 win over Iraq. Argentina also made an impressive start to their title defence as Lionel Messi scored a hat-trick in a dominant 3-0 win over Algeria. Financials, gold selling at $4,333.09 a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent $78.76, a US dollar R16.19, the British pound R21.74, and the euro R18.80. A Bitcoin is currently $65,722.70. And that's all for this bulletin. Next news at 8. Weather time, having another look at the forecast, information supplied by the SA Weather Service. We start with severe weather alerts, no impact-based warnings, fire dangers or advisories. Western half of the Eastern Cape, fine and cool to cold, with morning and evening fog likely in the extreme southern interior. Coastal wind, light northerly, becoming light easterly. Looking at the eastern half of the Eastern Cape for the rest of today, fine and cool to cold, with morning and evening fog likely in the extreme south. Coastal wind, light northerly, becoming light southeasterly. Travelling, Bercha, fine but partly cloudy in the early morning and in the evening. The wind, light northerly, becoming light easterly. Temps, 8-19. Kugompo, partly cloudy to cloudy, but fine around midday. The wind, light northerly, becoming light southeasterly.